Many of you know the feeling. You've planned a weekend of being with family or you're on vacation. Everything is going great. There's laughter, there's rest. This is just as you imagined it would be. And then, all of a sudden, you get a phone call from work. There's been an emergency and they're calling you to work right then. And your thoughts run the course of, are you kidding me? Don't they know what I'm enjoying right now? I hate that I'm having to step away from this. This job can be such a hassle sometimes. Well, welcome to Life Words Day by Day. John chapter 1 verse 1 says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God." Maybe a better way of understanding the statement would be that the Word was face to face with God. The Word was in communion with God. He fellowshipped with God. They delighted in one another. They enjoyed one another's company. Think about that for just a moment. Perfect love and wisdom and power and humility, dwelling with and being face to face with God, who is perfect love and power and holiness and humility. So special and deeply impacting was this fellowship upon Jesus, who is the Word, that in John 17, he prays, "Father, glorify me in your own presence with the glory that I had with you before the world existed." There was perfect glory, the highest glory that was being shared between the Father and the Son as they were in fellowship with one another. Nothing was lacking, everything perfect. So what was it that caused Jesus to be removed from that type of intimate fellowship? Did his divine pager go off? Why would he leave his place of supreme delight in heaven to come and slum it with us humans? Was it for some annoying reason? Some job that he didn't really want to do? Was it a hassle to him, like us getting a work call on vacation? Well, several things come to mind. And the first is this: God's will. John chapter 5 verse 19 says, "The Son can do nothing of his own accord, but only what he sees the Father doing." And then in verse 30 it says, "I seek not my own will, but the will of him who sent me." It was God's will to redeem a people from every tribe, tongue, and nation from his creation. But then it was also God's love for us. Romans chapter 5 verse 8 said, "God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Or think about Ephesians chapter 2 verse 4, "But God, being rich in mercy because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ." So how incomprehensible is this? How incredible is this? How overwhelming that Jesus, the Son, and God, the Father, who were sharing the most complete and perfect communion with one another, along with the Holy Spirit, would disrupt that fellowship so that Jesus could come to earth for us. We are not deserving. We were not longing for him to arrive. We wanted nothing to do with him, yet he comes to a rebellious people. Only divine love and a divine will would concoct such a plan and be able to see it through. So John declares Jesus's divine attributes. He is an eternal being who enjoyed eternal fellowship and one who has divine love for his people. Only this God is worthy of praise. As you pray today, please remember Yairo Bonilla and his family are missionaries in Costa Rica. Also remember the Namwezi LifeWord broadcast heard throughout Tanzania.